Another Thursday, another pod date. Hello, how are you doing? My name is Kemei and this is Kahawa Labda Podcast. It's been so long until nimeanza kuita vibes and inshallah. Anyway, it's time. Whoa, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ooh, ooh, it's the time of the year. It's next to the festive season. It's end month. Tell me, how better can it be? How better can it get? Anyway, as you guys have noticed, I'm all alone. Just Kemei on her own. My boys decided to ditch me. Taichan decided to, you know, Dylan also as well. So in the midst of all of this, I thought, why don't we have a segment from the main podcast and it'd be just me and you guys having a conversation, having intimate conversations. No jokes, akuna propaganda mingi, like when the boys are around. And it dawned on me, I have been trying to make this podcast, not really make this podcast. It is to fit into that group of people that are transitioning from school to their first jobs or they're winding up school, that is uni. And man, it's not been easy. So I thought, why not have a segment that you can have these conversations? You see, when you're having a conversation with your friend and then they ask you, manzo umepotelea wapi? Ama, maybe to beat. And then the first thing you say, adulting manze. Adulthood, adulting. Ooh, when you talk about bills, adulting. So I'm thinking, why don't we start a club, a community where we can be talking about such issues, especially as newly born adults. And I thought, we will have a segment and this is the name we're gonna give it, Adulting 360. This on this segment we're going to be talking about boys, you're going to be talking about money, we are going to be talking about everything that encompasses an adult. And so this is the first episode of Adulting 360. It's still under Kahawa Labda Podcast because we're always chilled drinking some coffee and staying and saying high five to life, you know, you feel me. So since the first segment we talked about love, that's relationships. The second one we talked about friendships. This time around, let's talk about self, and the topic today is overlooking the joys. Okay, so this is where it came from. Yesterday I was listening to a podcast about called Struggling with Purpose, and this guy was talking about this story that he has a friend and the friend is in uni and the friend is like, I'm 26 and I'm in uni and it's so odd and most of my friends are done with uni, they have cars, they have jobs and all of that, and it's kind of hard to find your purpose in that time because you're struggling with measuring your life on a basis of other people. And it got me thinking, how many times do we get into this position that you are comparing yourself with other people, or you're looking at the bad things that have happened in your life and you're beating yourself to it? Because at this specific time when I was listening to this podcast, I was beating myself to, why did I not get done with school earlier? Why don't I have a job? Like, not a job, okay, employment, let's say it at that, because me and my friend ran our company. And then also the company has been going through a lot of rough patches. So all of those things, and then the podcast, I have been so inconsistent. That's another thing. And it's not that easy to dodge all of these things, considering they will linger in your conscious mind and you will feel, and it will, why am I eating up my words? And it will feel like you have been doing nothing with your life. You're just a loser. All of your friends are having nice jobs. They're hanging out and all of that. And honestly, it's looking at it, it's just that you have thought of it like that, but things are really going well. It's just this one thing that has made you think of all the wrong things that are going wrong in your life. And now, at this moment, I was so bitter. I was so anxious about what life had to bring. And it wasn't an easy thought or an easy ride. I was working and I'm thinking all of these things. I'm thinking of all of these things and I'm like, yo, Joy, why you do? Hey, it was tough. But now, later on, I think a day after now, looking at it, it was just one thing that had gone wrong. Oh, not even gone wrong. It was just a one subconscious thought. And then I made it conscious. And there we go. I started thinking of all the other things that would probably be going wrong in my life. And maybe they're not even going wrong. It's just that I've not put in the energy I deserve. So that's where the topic of today came from. Overlooking the joys. And before I forget, a certain pointer I thought about was we are going to be having short segments on this, just two small ones, at most 15 minutes. Yeah, 15 to 20 minutes. I don't want to keep it long because, guys, this voice is very precious. But in the meantime, I look for Taichan. We need to record a podcast. It's been a long minute. Okay, so back to the topic. So, overlooking the joys. I would say it's how we are accustomed to think. Growing up, there's always glorification of how you must struggle to get to where you are. Even if it's like a small thing, even if it's, studying. We used to be taken to the bar, like the bar is very low. When it comes to school, huko ndo unapelekwa wewe unafaa kunyoa nywele, you're supposed to eat very badly, you're supposed to bathe with cold water. They used to glorify struggle and make it feel like you need to struggle for you to get something good. Yes, there are instances that you need to struggle, but not always. And for you to get good things, you don't have to always struggle. Yes, some people have struggled and become billionaires, millionaires, you name it. But it doesn't have to get to that point where everyone must go through this specific system for them to make it. You feel me? Am I making any sense? I'm very sure I am. So, where was I going with this thing? With this statement, oh yeah, we are accustomed to think of it like that, that for you to get to a nice place, you need to have gone through the struggle. So growing up, this is how you think. This is how you think life is. If you want to get to that high rank position, you must work 7 hours. You must work 12 hours a day. You must be the first one to come in. You must be the one kissing ass and all of that. It's not that way. I think that's why later on when we grew up, there was this saying that used to say hard work pays, or people used to tell you work hard, but later on it changed to work smart. Reason being, you can work hard and I work smart, and bruh, I will be making millions in a shorter while compared to how much time you're gonna work hard. Kwani wewe ni punda uanze kuwork hard jameni. Anyway, okay, yeah, so that we've already laid the foundation, the basis, that we were accustomed to think that you need to work hard, you need to go through the struggle for you to get whatever you want. Something else on how we were accustomed to think, you cannot just sit in idleness. You need to be doing something, even if it is your break time and all of those things. So you're supposed to be, let me just give an example. This is the time you're supposed to be sitting, thinking on your next move, or just relaxing and having the time of your life. But that is not in your conscious mind. Your conscious mind says that when I wake up, I need to make my bed, I need to do the laundry, I need to do the dishes, I need to go to work. After working, I come and get done on my, let's say if you're a student, on my exams, on my schoolwork, I still have a company to run, I need to help mom with this. There's no single minute that you are relaxing. So tell me, guys, if you're having a bad day and things don't go your way on most of these things, yeah, And if things don't go your way in most of the things you have done, you're going to definitely look at, hey, why is my life going in shackles? You're going to overlook the joys. And yet, it's just that you have, first of all, not even sat down to think about the good things. And second of all, you've been busy the whole time. You've been running things, and it's just one single thing or just two things that have happened wrongly or have happened in a way that's not your way. And yeah, now that's how we have always been brought up, thinking that it should be this way. But now, once you're grown up and you start doing these things, you know, you pass it on to the other people, and your life becomes a sad den. You start feeling like you've not made it. There's nothing going your way. There's just, your life is just in shambles. But it's basically you overlooking the joys. Another specific example is on how the podcast has been. We've been having a bunch of challenges, but I didn't sit down and say, hey, these challenges are too much, I'm gonna drown in them. No, we move regardless. That's how top businessmen function. Can your business or can your system move without you're being, without your feelings input? Does that make sense? Yes. Can your company run non-emotionally? Yes, it's good to be present in the moment, but oh my God, another call. Germany, this is something we need to discuss. When we are recording the podcast, we can't be calling me, guys. Nitaweka airplane mode. When I tell you guys, I'm really having it with people. I am really having it with people. Explain to me why each time I just start recording, someone calls me. The first time I started recording, my brother called me. This time I've started recording, a friend has called me. I have not even paused like this, nataka ku record, and I have been called again. I'm just like, boy, bro, what's really going on? I'm taking a record podcast. Anyway, guys, the point is we are always overlooking the joys in our life. And it's not really a good thing because it puts you in a point of kind of depression. Yet, there's basically like kidogo things that are going wrong in your day or in your life. So try to glorify the beautiful moments. It doesn't have to be a tough life. Remember, you only have one life. So if you're going to live like someone in the 80s, that's up to you. And another thing that me and my friends were having a conversation on, this specific friend said that they wish they lived in the 1700s or like 1800s, because there was little problems to think about. There were little challenges to face and to struggle and fight about. People used to just live so freely and so nicely. And I would also concur with what they were saying, because back then, how kukuwa na mavitu mingi unafikiria, you just knew your role in the traditional African community as a woman was to cook, go fetch water and all of that. I'm not saying that it was easy, but the fact that you knew that these are your struggles, and those people used to live so happily, it made it comparably easy to what we are dealing with right now. And as I said, most of the things that we are dealing with is up here, up in your brain. Whether is it a relationship and you think that it's not going the best way, maybe you should stop looking at the things he's doing wrong or she's doing wrong and look at the things that are bringing you joy. Yes, it makes you a bit stupid, but okay, what I'm trying to say is look at both of the things. Look at the things that bring you joy and look at the struggles. Do not glorify the struggles. Yes, so I think that is it. I'm going to wind it up there. I don't want to go on and on and on and on, and there's nothing of essence that I'm gonna be saying. I'll just be repeating what I just said. So yes, guys, it has been a lovely, lovely podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I want you guys to tell me, and we have a conversation on how it has been overlooking the joys. Or once you start looking at the joys, how has life been? I'm not lying to you. It gets easier. And you you get to pick a struggle. You get to feel like, okay, this I want to struggle with, and this I do not want to struggle with. And it is so beautiful. It is so lovely. And your life becomes easier. So before we wind up, we are going to play a game called Roses and Thorns. So this is how the game goes. Roses, you're supposed to talk about something that you loved during your day or your week. And thorns is something that, just dipped. Let's just say that. Just something that you overlook the joy. I'm preaching water and drinking wine. Oh my God. But wow. Okay, let's start with the roses. Oh, yeah. I actually have a rose. So yesterday I was winding up with school, and I went to pick up my results, and I had passed on two papers. So two modules, let's just say that. And it might be possible that graduation awaits. So that is a rose that I would like to share, and it has been amazing. I mean, okay, nikikuwa hapo ninachukua results, it's ladies who always issue us the results. So the lady who's always there was like, hey, you look so happy. You must be very overjoyed. And I'm like, what you mean, babes? What you mean? And she was like, I can see it from your face. You must be so happy. And like, this is actually something that could be visible from my face. What do you mean? Yeah, so that is one rose. And on the thorns, something that I have been struggling with is that thing. Yeah, feeling like I am not doing enough. Oh my God. Considering that actually this week I have only slept, no night have I slept more than 3 hours. And yet I feel like I'm not doing enough. Hey bro, me, I don't know what more does my mind want from my body. I think it has got to a point that my body just wants to dip. It has said, I cannot, this is not the mind I was created for. And let us see an example, because the last weekend, I'm recording this on the Friday. So the previous weekend, what was I doing before? Hey, a lot. Okay, the previous weekend, I hosted a dinner and a sleepover with my friends. On the first day of the week, there's something I was doing. And then on Tuesday, I went to school. And on Thursday, I was at school. And I was working still on the company. And on Friday, I was back. And I was so exhausted. I think on Friday, like the night before Friday, is the only day that I have slept for more than 3 hours. The other days, bro, I was dealing with a lot. And the fact that I felt like my achievement list is growing shorter, it's like I've not done anything for the past week, is a thorn that I have to embrace and tell myself, no, you, it's just that you have not done the normal things that you always do. You've been doing other things that have been preoccupying your time. So the things that you normally do that you haven't done, they haven't been checked on the checklist, so it feels like you've not done anything. And I remember telling my friend that you need to learn how to like schedule your time, because as a young adult you have a lot of things to do, a lot of things at the back of your mind. And bruh, I'm preaching, yet I can't preach on my life to myself. It's so interesting. But yeah, that too. So that is a thorn on my end. But anyway, on these other sectors, I have been having a great day. My physical life is amazing. My religious life is amazing. Emotional, it's a roller coaster, but we're trying. What else? What have I not? Financial, I can't speak further. I plead the fifth. But yeah, guys, on the comment section, have a conversation with me. Tell me what you have been struggling with, and we can learn from each other on this segment, which is Adulting 360. Yep. And another note, I've decided that I'll be sharing with you guys something that has been on my conscious mind. So is it, what am I reading, what am I watching, what am I listening to? Still on this segment. So what am I listening to? I am listening to a lot of Kinoti. Oh my God. Kinoti, I mean, you care juju mimi at this point, but I'm listening to a lot of Kinoti songs, especially which one, Fully. I'll be different for you. I can't sing to save my life, but I've been listening to a lot of Kinoti songs because they're very calm and relaxed, and they bring me, okay, they put me in that calm mood where I can work and my emotions are stable. Mm-hmm. Who else have I been listening to? Definitely Nyashinski. But I feel like if I say Nyashinski, I'll be saying this every single week. I listen to Nyashinski because I listen to him all the time. Okay, what book have I been reading? I've been reading Engineering Mathematics. But on a serious note, I'm still on one book. I'm forgetting the name. Red Heroine. I've forgotten the name of the writer. And another book I've been reading is The What of Seduction. The Art of Seduction. That's another book I have been reading. But now the problem is when it comes to reading, I'll re-mention the book next week because I haven't been in my reading spirit. So that's what I am reading. That's what I am listening to. And what am I watching? I am watching Young Sheldon. I haven't watched it before, but right now, I have binged watch Young Sheldon. I think right now I'm in season 2 and I started watching it yesterday. Imagine, yesterday at night. And right now it's in the evening and I've watched all of them. I had postponed recording the podcast to literally watch it. That's how bad it is. But yeah, share with us what you are watching, what you're reading, and what you are listening to. How inspirational is it? And the podcast too that I am listening to at the moment is, oh my God, Young and in Love podcast. It's a really good podcast. Yes. So that's the podcast. Also share with us the podcast that you're listening to so that we can learn together. Anyway, guys, we have come to the end of this episode. I really hoped you have learned it. I really hope. Why have I said hoped? I really hope that you're going to learn from this segment. I have so much energy for it. I'm just so ready. I feel like kuja twende. Hey, it's about to go down. But yeah, that's it. I will go back to my life where I just drink a lot of coffee like someone who doesn't have a life. Wow, that was so uncalled for. Adios, guys. Don't forget to drink some water and mind your own business.